I really believe this is why God gave us two arms, one for the flu shot and the other one for the COVID shot.
Frankly, why does RSV specifically hit some kids so hard, and then it seems like it almost doesn't affect others?
You know, the vast majority of kids, by the time they reach the age of two, have been infected by RSV. But like you mentioned, not that many actually get complications from it, and even less have issues with bronchiolitis or getting hospitalized. The honest answer is we don't exactly know why that is happening. Would you come
my way? This is the Trevor Carey Show. On the Valley's Power Talk. Would you come my way?
But we do know there are a couple factors involved. Number one, the younger they are, if they were premature, they're going to have some lung issues as well. And it's a small airway disease, so if they have small airway problems, that can cause an issue. If they're smoking in the house, so if they're exposed to secondhand smoke, if mom smoked while they were pregnant, that could also lead to more complications and more risk of having issues. But overall, the answer is we don't know, which means that all babies need to be protected.
Well, emergency rooms are filling up in Southern California. We talked about this last week. Are they filling up because of COVID? Nope. Seasonal flu and RSV. What they will not check or log R or report on, unlike many European countries do, what's the percentage of those that have taken the experimental injection as opposed to those who's not received that? That might want to be looked at. Is that my opinion? If you're going to listen to my scientific opinion, you probably wouldn't be alive too long. Don't know much about it. I've learned to become a good researcher. It normally was just in the political field. Over the last few years, man, there's been a blending of politics and science and anti-science deniers and, you know.
Our immune response, remember, is not just about antibodies. It's about that T-cell response also, which is, you can't really measure as well as just a pure antibody level. And it's certainly not just about more boosting for everyone. People who have high antibody levels, there's the potential of this immune phenomenon known as tolerance, where if you already have high antibody levels and you get another booster, that your immune system can start to say, well, what am I needed for, and can kind of start to shut down.
Wow. Good morning, America. ABC doctor. Your immune system could start to shut down. That's a conversation I had about a year ago, or more than a year ago now, last October, with a local doctor here. And I didn't even know what I was asking. I'm like, could the mRNA injection, could that just be focused on the COVID virus that's in there and then all the other viruses? Does that mess up the immune system response? And he said no. And then that's why I was so excited to hear that ABC doctor say that. And that's a doctor. And I bet we didn't hear her again on ABC, right? And then you hear about the immune system shutting down with the boosters, and then you see headlines about rising flu cases. Well, that kind of goes along with what she just said. They're putting up overflow tents in parking lots. This is an article in the San Diego Union-Tribune. Scripps Memorial Hospital and Encinitas, Jacobs Medical Center in La Jolla, Grossmont and La Mesa all reported, this was just as the weekend started, that they had begun using overflow tents outside their normal emergency department buildings to handle a current increase of respiratory illness. About 9% of emergency room patients had flu symptoms last week. That's up 2 percentage points from 2 weeks ago. They said with COVID symptoms also increasing, though not as quickly, according to the respiratory illness report. Again, not a doctor, even though I've quoted more medical opinions from doctors. I've learned more about science, viruses, and the human body since March of 2020 until now than I had from 1966 to 2020. And I tell you, when choosing a doctor today, the first question isn't, what medical school do you attend? My first question, doc, shoot me straight. 2 second question here. One is a demon, 10 is an angel. How do you rate Fauci? Go rate him, doc. Rate Fauci for me, 1 to 10. Anything over a 3, nah, you're not going to advise my body. And that's why I keep playing that audio from the ABC doctor. And I know there's people that heard that I played that quite a few times. And I know those of you that listen to the show daily, thank you. God bless you. Love your ears. Somebody just heard that for the first time and didn't catch it all. I want you to listen to this again. And as you start to see these headlines about rising flu cases, you start to hear about RSV in children like they've never seen before. They're trying to say the reason is, well, they were all locked inside. They didn't build up a resistance to germs like normal when they're at school, all snotty nose and playing catch or whatever. That's the excuse for this. But when you hear a doctor, and there's many doctors out there before this ABC doctor even said this on ABC Good Morning America, that have stated been purged, lost their positions of authority and lost their journalism the Lancet no longer will run Dr. Peter McCullough, even though they have peer-reviewed studies on this. Again, listen to what this doctor says and then start to listen to the headlines that are already here and will be coming because we're, as Biden said, about to go into a dark winter.
Our immune response, remember, is not just about antibodies. It's about that T-cell response also, which you can't really measure as well as just a pure antibody level. And it's certainly not just about more boosting for everyone. People who have high antibody levels, there's the potential of this immune phenomenon known as tolerance, where if you already have high antibody levels and you get another booster, that your immune system can start to say, well, what am I needed for, and can kind of start to shut down. Wow.
Kinda start to shut down. What if she left kinda out of there? And will start to shut down your immune system. That's how people die.
Inside Connecticut Children's Hospital in Hartford, doctors and nurses are sounding the alarm. They're seeing an unprecedented number of children with respiratory illnesses.
I have not seen this level of a very quick increase in the number of cases with RSV, and certainly we have never seen it in this time period.
The hospital's in touch with FEMA and the National Guard about putting up a medical tent in its parking lot as it tries to keep up.
It's just happening around the country, not just San Diego, but in San Diego, they've never seen this. Come on, we've had too many stories. Mysteriously died. Go to Google search, type in under news, mysteriously died. It's shocking what's happening.
Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, usually causes mild, cold-like symptoms. There's no vaccine for it. Infants and older adults may develop severe infections from RSV, like pneumonia, because their lungs are weakened. Over the last month, 32 states have reported an increase in RSV cases. In San Diego, 50 patients have tested positive for RSV over the last few days at Rady Children's Hospital, where the chief medical officer says it's unheard of, 2 to 3 times what they've ever experienced. Most kids get an RSV infection by age 2, but it can happen at any age. Health officials say the spread of respiratory viruses like RSV can be prevented through hand washing, staying home when sick, and wearing a mask if you have any symptoms.
Haven't heard that before, have we?
Wear a mask, wash your hands, get tested, stay healthy.
And get your vaccine and get your booster, because California Department of Health and Biden administration tells you to. They told everybody getting on a cruise ship in Australia, hey, come on, let's cruise. You got to have your vaccine. They reported 800 passengers infected with COVID. My stars. NBC News has some tips for parents that are concerned about the kids catching RSV. They said keep them away from unvaccinated. Yeah, they put out an infographic, NBC News did. You want to protect your kids? Wash your hands, stay home, get vaccines, and avoid physical interaction with unvaccinated individuals. What world are they living in? Are they not paying attention to what is actually happening? That you have a bunch of more vaccinated people now are coming down with COVID than those that did not get the vaccine. You didn't get the experimental injection. Now you can't see your grandkids. They're still continuing this. Avoid physical interaction with unvaccinated individuals. They're not going to give it up. They want to keep parents and their kids safe by keeping them isolated. Why? I mean, why? The shot does not prevent the spread of COVID. Yeah, it's out of spite. That's it. It's out of spite because it makes zero sense. Vaccinated and thrice boosted. Whoopee. whoopee, came down with the COVID here. Listen to the reaction still on national TV. You know what I mean? Women are sitting around in their muumuus eating bonbons, watching these women on The View.
Good morning, everyone. Hello, and welcome to The View. Unfortunately, Whoopi is out with COVID. Yep. So rest up and get back here, miss, when you feel better.
It's coming back.
It's coming back. Yeah, another friend of mine got it, too. I mean, we have to be careful again.
And it's interesting because a lot of people aren't getting that new booster.
Yeah, I just
with
got
a
mine.
Different variety.
I got mine.
That one is, I got it a couple months ago, and I did get a reaction to it, but it made me
feel
safer.
Is everybody eligible for it now? We have to be certain.
In New York, no, everyone is. Yeah.
Clap if you had your third booster. Very good.
It's worth it.
Smart.
It's worth it.
Okay.
I really believe this is why God gave us two arms, one for the flu shot and the other one for the COVID shot.
No more shots! No more shots! No more shots! No more shots! No more shots!
Don't want no shots.
Want no shots.
We don't want no shots. We don't want no cards.
No tyranny. Otherwise, take the Statue of Liberty back to France.
I think you should have the choice whether or not to take the shot. I don't think it's right for the corporations to pressure.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Over in China, they're still dealing with the Chinese virus. Beijing health officials denied that the capital was placed under a lockdown, but here's what they said. Don't go out unless necessary. Don't go to crowded places and do not go out to meals and parties. So why have they done this unless necessary, not lockdown? Oh, and by the way, they're putting out 2,000 testing sites and they will forcefully encourage the citizens to use them. This is China now. So, yes, I'll have to go use them. So, here's how I hadn't used my math calculator percentage thing, and it was a good feeling to have to go back to it today to get the percentage of how many cases they have in Beijing. They have a population of 21 million people. Do you want to know what the percentage of people that have COVID right now is? 0.001. 21 million people, they have 237 new cases. 0.001 and a population of 21 million can't go anywhere. All right. We are going to talk to a guest here at the bottom of the hour. She's a teacher. She ran candidate for Fresno Unified School District Trustee Area 3. Tammy McMahon Gorens is going to be in, and we're going to give you she's going to give us some options for parents regarding education. Thought it was very interesting what she had had put out in social media, some videos, and I thought, okay, let's give her a microphone because there's many parents right now that are so fed up. If you just strictly base it on education, they're fed up with the school districts. And then you pile on everything else that they've piled on, as we know. And, yeah, many parents are. So if you're one of those, or if you know somebody with kids, you can tell them the podcast. Well, listen to what Tammy has to say coming up here. Speaking of kids and moms and all this, this is just new details coming out about the murder of the young Fresno mom and her three-week-old baby. ABC30.com says Yarelli, the sister of the victim, and her boyfriend Martin were charged with the murders, of course. Of course, documents show it was Yarelli who called 911 the morning her 18-year-old sister and three-week-old, that would be her niece, were shot and killed in Fresno. And she pointed the finger right out the bat at other possible suspects in the case. Cops are smart. Newly obtained court documents show they were suspicious early on. They said that the sister lied about who she was with the night before the shooting, claiming she was with a friend. But that old cell phone boy, I tell you, gets them all the time, showed that she was with the boyfriend, Martin. He's a verified gang member, they said here. He's also charged in December with having unlawful sex with a minor. During a follow-up interview, a family member admitted to police they saw Martin. They saw him claiming that they saw him run from the garage with a gun after Yanelli and Celine, the little baby, were shot. A family member admitted during a follow-up interview. That means they didn't say it the first time. How do you not Police say surveillance video collected from a nearby business put him near the scene, the boyfriend, the morning of the murder. Chief Alderama said video was crucial to the case. The chief quote here, he says, and that is when the lies, deception, and evil intentions surrounding this case began to unravel, the chief said. Yarelli told detectives she was part of the planning but did not shoot. She did tell the officers where the gun was hidden and then eventually admitted that, yes, she was the one that pulled the trigger that killed her sister and her sister's little baby, killed her niece and her sister. She told investigators, because you go like, why? Why would anybody do that? She told investigators she can no longer live with Yanelli. She was sick of, this is a quote court document said at ABC 30 here. She was sick of Yanelli and the baby getting all of her parents' attention and her kids were getting none. It was a new baby. That's, I guess, a grown-up baby not getting the attention. I was 3 years old when my brother was born, and my mom even said she sent little presents home to me because in the hospital for a few days, you know, show me attention. My brother came home. My mom had these antique kind of dolls up on her dresser, and three-year-old Trevor missed the attention. I went in, and I ripped the heads off the dolls. Nothing like this, you can't even fathom that kind of hatred, that animosity. And something as what we would think would be something that you would just maybe keep inside you. And why ask why when it's this evil? That's what happens when you try and rationalize evil. You just get where you don't even have anything to say. It's just evil. They're both held without bail. If convicted, they could face life without the possibility of parole or the death penalty, but Newsom closed that down in California. King Newsom decided that, right? Went in and yanked them out. King Newsom. They're expected back in court on December 8th, as we've seen. I meant to talk about this, and thank you, Tim and Clovis, for letting me know you enjoyed the Ag Show with Ryan Jacobson yesterday. I did, too. He spent an hour with us. I mean, it's horrible, the result. Well, the results have stayed... what was it, over $8 billion, or was it $9 billion? It's somewhere in that range right there. Number three right now in the state behind Kern County and Tulare County, but still a good year in Fresno County, even though having to compete with that drought that's out there. I meant to ask Ryan about this starting, tomorrow, November 17th. YourCentralValley.com says it's going to last up to a month. If you look up and you see a helicopter with a big, large hoop from a cable flying over areas of the western San Joaquin Valley in Fresno, Kings, and Kearns County near Kalinga, it's United States Geological Survey. And I meant to ask, and I will ask Ryan about this next time. I'm curious what they're trying to figure out. They said they're looking for data to improve the understanding of groundwater salinity and below-ground geology to better understand groundwater conditions near California's oil fields. I wonder if this is a United States Geological Survey snoop over water. I mean, water's scarce right now. When something's scarce, it's valuable. I go sinister. I go conspiratorial, I guess, right off the hoop. But they put this out there so people wouldn't do what I'm doing right now, I guess. They want to say that the helicopter will tow a sensor that measures small electromagnetic signals. They can map geological features like aquifers, water-bearing rocks below the Earth's surface. So, okay, I guess if they're looking for water, new water, something tells me they might be looking for other people's. Well, I don't know. But they said it doesn't pose any health or risk to people or animals. This scientific instrument that's going to be hanging from a cable flying around a helicopter. They're only going to do it during daylight hours and not overpopulated areas. And they will not overfly buildings at low altitudes. And all results and data will be made available to the public at no cost. I wonder what that I wonder what helicopter fuel costs these days, right? What is the cost of your kid's education? You know how important that is. She ran for the school board. We're going to talk to Tammy McMahon-Gorens. She's also a school teacher. We'll give her the mic next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show. on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Education. We know that you got to be educated if you're going to fill out a job resume, and if you're going to get hired, you might have to write a report. My word, when we see our English and our reading and our math scores around here, and I know there's so many dedicated teachers out there, and when I rip on the school system, I'm not ripping on those dedicated teachers, or even there are some officials, even higher up, that are dedicated to kids, and I have one in front of me that's been dedicated to kids for quite a while, Tammy McMahon Gorins. Tammy, thank you for coming in.
Oh, my goodness, Trevor. It is so good to be here, and I'm so excited to be here and talk with you.
Well, let's get your Indeed.com resume. When did you start teaching?
All right. Well, I've been teaching since 1986 for 35 years. I'm a Navy brat, so my dad was the head of air operations at Lemoore, and I made that my career. I went to Point Loma College, came back, worked 35 years. Then I retired in a COVID year, 2021, did my 180 days of time off from STIRS, and then jumped right back into it. Did a 5-month long term, and I'm in another long term right now, fourth grade. So I just can't get enough of education.
Elementary school teacher, fourth graders. That is that right before they still got enough innocence in them? Where's that mark where they get a little mouthy, snippy back?
Super sweet in fourth grade. I just love them. They can do
junior
a lot
high,
of things.
Maybe they get a little snippier.
Oh, I never do junior high. Never. You'd have to pay me a lot of money to do junior high.
Well, listen, they say if you don't get them by third grade, you lose them.
Yeah, reading by third grade. Yep, that's the key thing, is that third grade, they need to be reading fluently.
Now, Tammy, you were a candidate for Fresno Unified School District Trustee Area 3, where Valerie Davis has been there since 2004. What has she done, or we don't have to go to her, but what have they done incorrectly?
Well, let me tell you something. I was very, very concerned about education in 2021. I took a class called Unpacking Racism in Mathematics, not from my district. My district is a conservative, but in every teacher's inbox, that was from Achieve the Core, that said that we were systemically racist, and that if a student was below black or brown, they didn't say anything about white, but if a student was below grade level, it was because of racism, and that we were a society of white supremacy. Then I said, I'm getting out, I'm retiring, I joined No Left Turn in Education, California for Equal Rights, and I've been going to school board meetings the last year, looking at Fresno Unified, shocked by how they behave. And so I decided, you know what, the next indicated thing to do is put my hat in the race. That's why I'm running. That's why I ran.
Well, there's other races. Just because you lose the first race doesn't mean you don't put your Adidas back on and get out on the track. What shocked you the most, Tammy? If you could give me, give me the top three, and if there's more, we'll get to them. But give me the top three shockers that parents might not actually realize are going on right now that made you get up and run.
Well, the first board meeting that I was in was they had already changed the Fresno High Warriors. So the first board meeting, there was generational families that were pitted against each other. There was one family, the Faulkner family. They knew nothing about the name change. They're crying out, we didn't know anything about this. So you're pitting families against each other when you have kept kids closed down for 14 months. Meanwhile, our district was open very, very early. We were not closed that long. We opened as soon as possible. So you keep kids, you divide generational families, you're doing social justice issues, you're not talking about the academics of children. Right now, from their iReady scores, they're at 9% in math, 17% in English language arts, reading, academics, and you're changing school names, plus you're leaving a family to leave in shame. And then that night, did the Fresno Bee or GV Wire report on that? Did they report on that? No. They reported on other issues, someone they wanted to get out, and they didn't even report on that. So people don't know what's going on. The most shocking thing to me is Jonathan, this man that last year in June, I spoke before the board and I said that the teacher should be politically neutral. There should be no social justice issues. No one should be wearing different flags other than USA flags and not pushing gender theory. Right now, they've got books in the library saying girls can be boys, boys can be girls. This is pushing a belief system. Gender theory is a belief system, and it's wrong.
Almost a religion. The climate change and gender and the Black Lives Matter right. national charter that wants to get rid of the Western nuclear family. And that's, you need families right. that are intact. The kids do better in school. That's just a fact.
Right. Fresno Unified is run by political activists.
How hard is it as a teacher to see those kids in your classroom that you know are being neglected and don't have that great family? Because I'm sure, do you see the results of kids that comes from intact families from those that don't?
Well, kids are hurting, and meritocracy and teaching our kids that they can do hard things and not that they are victims is what we want to strive for. We want to strive. Yes, you can reach your dreams. And no, if you're not achieving academically, I'm going to get you as far as you can possibly go. Another shocking thing is that they are known across the nation, because I am with California for Equal Rights and also No Left Turn in Education. They're known nationally as being one of the most radical districts. They are on the map nationwide. So they are very well known. They also, you don't know about this, but there's 4 million of a program that's only for one race. So they are breaking federal law, Title VI of Civil Rights Act of 1964, and also the California Constitution, Article 1, Section 31A.
You're talking about laws. Come on.
No preferential treatment.
That's just a law.
Yeah. Oh.
Come on. You're the school district in 2022. I'm thinking, you just made me think about something. Those kids that have bad home situations, they don't need to be called victims when they get to school. That just adds on to the negative effect that's already in their life. Go ahead.
Oh, I was bused in the inner city in the 70s because I'm a Navy brat. So I was
bused in Memphis in 1977.
We're back to segregation. So there's segregation. I went to an LCAP meeting because I wanted to be on the board and I wanted to know what was going on. So this is not just me. There was a Hispanic woman saying, why are you giving preferential treatment to one race? There was also a Native American woman saying, why are you letting there be after school program for this one race? Why isn't this open to everybody?
What do they say? What do they say back? And I guess it has a little different effect coming from somebody that's not white. What do they say white people?
They have an answer to everything. They go, oh, because their test scores are low. Well, let me tell you, they have no discrimination in low test scores with Fresno Unified. So they need to offer the same kind of programs, because if your I-Ready test scores for reading are 17%, then don't you think that if there's a program, you should not be segregating the kids? It should be offered to everyone.
Tammy, back in the early 2000s, we went through the Catholic homeschool program. My ex-wife, who was, of course, my wife at the time, she taught the kids, and we'd send the homework to their headquarters, and they would grade it and send tests. And I was impressed by that system. They'd get together with other families in the area. They had a social life. And we could knock it out in 3 or 4 hours in a day. You have an idea for other options. Some people can't homeschool. Two parents are working. They don't have the ability to do that. They can't get in a charter school. They don't have the money for private school. Public school is the only option.
Yes. So I did have an idea. And I get these ideas. And if they're good, I know where they come from. It's a spiritual thing. And I believe that, you know, it just popped in my head. But there is one church.
You can say God on this show.
Okay, thank you. Well, I got on my knees today and I prayed before I met with you because I wanted to be able to be clear in my speaking. So I thought, this school is broken. This school, restorative justice, no kids, it's not safe.
It's not healthy.
No, they have $30 million in mental health and social emotional. And social emotional pushes gender theory, pushes CRT. They just hired a bunch of psychologists. Okay, let's get back to
ethnic studies. Yeah, right. Ethnic studies is what we call it here in California. Right. Because critical race theory, that doesn't exist.
Well, I went to California for Equal Rights down in San Diego in August, and they told me about ethnic studies. In 2019, ethnic studies went to Gavin Newsom. Even Gavin Newsom, he said this will never see the light of day because it's anti-Semitic and it's bad. They did a couple edits, they brought it back, And then it passed. And now he says it's a graduation requirement. What they don't say is Fresno Unified is doing liberated ethnic studies. The original one that he was disgusted with is the one Fresno Unified is doing, full of critical race theory.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Nobody knows that, do they? That's why I wanted to get on the board so I could be a, and it didn't work out like that. So the next thing is to go to the churches and implore them, hey, pull your kids out, do the one-room schoolhouse, there's got to be someone in each church that's gifted in teaching, have them be the teacher. Do the one-room schoolhouse. Do
little house
pod.
On the prairie?
Little pod. Let's get back to the basics, baby. Yeah.
Now, churches have done that. They've actually created schools. And then, so what's the difference between this and a private school at a church?
I think a private school, you know what? I don't know.
I guess you're saying it wouldn't cost, maybe. It may be private schools cost. People would love to have their kids in a lot of private schools because we saw when the studies came out, they did the report cards of all the schools. A lot of Catholic schools stayed even or even went up during the lockdown. But that costs money. So I'm going to surmise here that your concept might be, hey, you don't have the money, that's pay what you can. Maybe a sliding scale kind of thing to just keep the lights on. You might have teachers that would volunteer their time. Maybe they've already retired and they would see it.
And every church,
every idea doesn't have to have the whole plan done yet.
Right. Everybody has a different gift in the church. So there's got to be someone in the church that has the gift of teaching. And yes, there might be.
I can teach kickball.
Okay. So you just come in on Wednesday afternoons and Fridays.
Can we still play dodgeball? Maybe at the new school we can play dodgeball.
I love dodgeball.
And if we play baseball, not everybody gets to score a run.
I love dodgeball. Kickball.
You get called out at first. If you're out, you're out. That's the lesson we need to teach.
Right.
Not that everybody gets to score.
Right. I was just brainstorming. I just thought we've got to, yes, there. I was a teacher. So my kids, when they were coming up, there's no way I could stop and homeschool them. They came to school with me. But yes.
Is any church doing this?
Yes.
Yes?
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to mention
that. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I think they're on the down low. I think that some of the churches...
Are we at the point of undercover schools in California, I guess, right? Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Can I tell you a little secret? Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Tell you a little secret on the radio. Yeah. I think that because of the vaccine and other requirements, I think that... And also all of this, the law, comprehensive sexual education. Here's another shocker. SB 48, Fair Education Act, requires schools to include historical contributions of a wide variety of individuals, including LGBTQ figures. They're supposed to start in the first through third grades. So there's a lot of stuff that, that they're pushing. They're promoting. Promoting ideology. This man, Jonathan, has been speaking at the board meetings. Why are you having displays in the libraries? Gender Nation donated over 1,000 books 2 years ago to Fresno Unified. Do you know what schools they targeted? Elementary. Why the babies? Why?
Grab them by the third grade and you got them, right?
Bob Nelson.
Whether in education.
Yeah, Bob Nelson is on a video at Fresno Unified right now saying, chillingly, we have new values. That's at the Gender Nation Novation. Video that's up on the website. I do have a video of it in case they take it down. I kept it.
All right. I'd like to see that. Well, it's a good idea, Tammy, and we'll see if churches can pick up on this. Continue the fight. You might can get more done outside of the board.
Well, when God closes a door, he opens windows. So I'm looking.
Thank you, Tammy.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Good to be here.
I enjoyed season one of Yellowstone, season two, third episode. I don't know. I lost interest. I just stopped watching. Now I'm glad I did. What did Kevin Costner say? Haven't heard it yet, and you're a big fan of Yellowstone? Wonder if it changes your viewing. I'll talk about it next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
All right, fans of Yellowstone, is this going to change how you feel about watching it? Kevin Costner received criticism for backing Liz Cheney. He said, I have no regrets. I don't care if Yellowstone fans no longer like him over his support for Cheney. Just because you lose doesn't mean you're done. It doesn't mean you're even wrong. He said, I was clear that Cheney probably wasn't going to win her election, but I wanted to let her know as a citizen how much I appreciated her brave, clear-headed stance. And I understand that Kevin Costner or any famous person on our screens is a citizen as well with the same freedom of speech, but why would he do this? Say, I don't care about the fans. You know, I'll tell you why. You get to a stage in life, a few do, where you have enough money to live 15 more lives comfortably. Yes, you would love Yellowstone, right? The revival of his career. But if you got the money and you could care less what people think of you or care less for all the other hardworking people on Yellowstone, who cares if they're going to be offended by his comments? Let it rip. He did. LeBron James does it, right? He's in the same category. He could probably live another 40 additional lives with his money. Liz Cheney, talking about Kevin Costner, real men put country over party. They ask him if he would consider running for office. Why do they ask people like that? He said, no, I don't think there's any reason for me to run. Agreed, you Liz Cheney charlatan. I bet Costner sneaks into Bohemian Grove. I'll side with Nixon when it comes to Bohemian Grove. And some of you get that, and others with inquiring minds will search Nixon Bohemian Grove. Kevin Costner, the show creator, made it clear to anybody that enjoys the show for its lack of woke content. The show creator, Taylor Sheridan, said the series is not conservative or red state version of Game of Thrones. She said, quote, they refer to it as the conservative show or the Republican show or the red state Game of Thrones, and I just sit back laughing, she told The Atlantic. So, yeah, distance yourself from your own fans. Brilliant. Good move. I just got a text from my buddy from Western New York, Steve, and he said the East Hill Motel's filling up. Ha ha ha. That's where I would have to stay when blizzards would hit. It was right down the street from the radio station, and I did the morning show. And mornings, you just couldn't get there sometimes. So if there was a big storm coming in, they said feet of snow is going to bury Buffalo as a historic lake effect event looms. And I read it. I went, they're talking 3 feet to 6 feet of snow? That's nothing. I lived through it. It was one of the last few months that I was there in November of 2014. It started around 6 p.m. on a Monday, and it snowed 6 inches an hour. There was 3 feet in under 12 hours. By Tuesday, it was at 5 feet by the end of the day. By that night, 7 feet. And the weird thing about it was, just like 5 miles from where we lived, there might be just a couple inches. It's lake effect snow. It's like a tunnel. And it killed 13 people, that 7 feet of snow. And I remember at the time thinking, it was a weird feeling to have a wall around you. Like you couldn't get out. If you were pregnant, the baby would be born there. If you had a heart attack, you would probably die in your house. I mean, I've never lived in a city that was paralyzed. They had roofs caving in, people running out of medicine. Two drivers, I remember they were found dead in their snow-covered car. So that's a big deal when they're talking about up to 6 feet. I remember like weeks later, the Bills had to cancel a game and play it in Detroit because they still had so much snow they couldn't get it out of the stadium. I say all that to say, roll down your window and maybe turn the heat on a little bit, but look at this weather. This is the good season. And we're in the good season. Today was beautiful. Yesterday was beautiful. I guess tomorrow and the rest of the days. We need rain, though. A reporter asked Biden before he left for the climate summit what the world leaders would think about if Trump came back. Wow. Biden's response was the response of a dictator. I'll tell it to you next.